It's What to Say Wednesday, and today we're answering what you say when your client says, "I just didn't have time." Stay tuned. Welcome to the Client Whisperer Show. I'm your host, Tony Banta, and I am the Client Whisperer. I've spent over a decade running multiple six- and seven-figure client businesses, and I've learned that the secret to success in a client business comes down to one thing: leadership. Bad client behavior is the enemy, and with the right curriculum, infrastructure, and mindset, you can lead your clients to great success and scale your business the easy way. I hear this all of the time. People have this as maybe one of their biggest excuses to actually doing the things that they know you know as their leader, and they know from you that will help get them results. I just didn't have time. I've even used this excuse. I was working with a health coach last year, and they wanted me to stop eating gluten altogether. And this was a number of things. This was not the first thing we tried, right? This was after a few different things that weren't quite working. And they told me to cut that out completely. And this was late in my wife's pregnancy with our daughter. And I legitimately didn't have time. I didn't have time to change the way that everything around the way that I was cooking and eating and what I was making and all of it. Didn't have it. I would have wanted, there was part of me that wanted to. And I've gone months without eating gluten. My wife and I were, I've talked about this before publicly, my wife and I were reasonably strict vegans for a few years, mostly for health reasons. But it was a very busy season of life. We legitimately didn't have time. So I've used that excuse. I've had clients that have used that excuse, and it's probably one of the biggest objections that I hear my clients come back to me and say. Because what do? You can't force a client to spend the time. You also can't necessarily go deep on time management skills, time management practices. Because in an overwhelming number of cases, it's really not about time at all. And that's what we're going to dig into today. So here is what it means. When a client says, "I just didn't have time to do whatever it was that you asked them to do." Maybe it's a matter of homework, or maybe it's completing some things. If you're an agency or a service provider, you might need them to fill out some forms, fill out some worksheets, send you some information, do some work. So one of the first things, just to get a couple of things out of the way, systematically, you want to know how much time is reasonable, how much time those things are really going to take, set that expectation, and work with them to decide what's a reasonable amount of time for them to circle back to you on. Because you don't want to start off, especially if it's at the beginning of a relationship, you don't want to start off with missed expectations, with it not feeling good. Because that's your prime activation period, is getting that client to feel good about working with you, getting them a result of some kind. It doesn't even need to be a way down the road, you know, lag result. If you're a health coach, they don't need to lose 100 pounds in the first month. They might not even lose that ever, right? But getting them to feel good about eating is huge. If you're an agency, they don't have to be, you know, making thousands and thousands of dollars, but they do need to feel good about working with you and be able to understand that you understand their business and that it fits in. So right off the bat, you don't want to start with a negative. Be very careful of that. But what do you want to do? Well, what you need to understand is that it's almost never really because of time. I had a girlfriend in high school, and in high school I was busy. I was doing a lot of things between, you know, getting ready for college, and I actually ran a company. I actually started my first company when I was in high school. So I was busy with that, was busy with a lot of things. And I had a high school girlfriend who said to me, well, we make time for the things we want to. And of course, by that, she meant her. But while that is a funny story from my past, it's also totally true. We make time for the things that are important. And someone, when they came into your program, when they started working with you, there was a reason. There was something that they needed. There was something that they wanted. They want your help to achieve something in their business and in their life, inevitably. So understanding what that is and being able to connect whatever activities they need to do back to that is really important. If they're saying they don't have time, what that really means is I didn't choose to make it a priority. So what we know is when a client comes on a call and they haven't done the homework, it's always because of three things. It's because of one, they don't believe it will help. They don't believe that doing that will move them further down the line. You didn't successfully communicate that part that I just said, that you need to connect why they want help, why it's important to them with the activity you need them to do. They don't believe it's going to help. Two, they don't fully understand what they needed to do. I can't tell you how much this comes up. Whenever we release, we release some new tools about every month, some new systems, some new templates, some new tools of some kind to some of our highest end clients every month. And I always know when we haven't done a good job at communicating what we need the client to do with that tool, because a client will tell us that they have a problem, that they have a pain point, something's going on. We have a new tool for them. We give that to them. We've seen this client, right? Because they're a high-end client. So we've worked with them now for months before they would ever get to this time. You know, we might know them for even longer before that. They might be in a group program or in our network somehow. And so we know them. We know what they're like. And when I see them delaying, I just know, uh-oh, we didn't explain this well enough. We left this ambiguous. There's nothing worse with busy people than giving them something, than asking them to play a game where they can't win. And giving them a task where you're not defining what it looks like for it to be complete is one of the quickest ways that you can discourage someone from taking any action at all. And that leads me to three. Number three is, maybe if you've been listening to the What to Say Wednesday series or our podcast in general for any period of time, you already know I'm going to say, which is they're struggling to get out of their own way. They need you to help lead them out of whatever limiting beliefs, whatever limiting constructs they have that are preventing them from taking action. Could be because of time, honestly. Sometimes that's true. But that would still mean that they're struggling to make time, that they're struggling to get out of their own way. What's more often the case, what's most often the case, is it's an excuse for a deeper reason. Even them not fully understanding it, your most empowered clients will show up and say, I didn't understand this. If someone's not even showing up to say that, then there's something in them that's pushing away the result. And being busy, having lots of things going on with time, is a really great way for them to avoid that. You get to lead them by calling them out with constant, gentle pressure. Ask them the question, what's going on? Why weren't you able to do that? If they give you a BS answer, ask another question and another one. Don't accept the first answer. That is What to Say Wednesday for this week. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. If you have a question, a client conundrum, client question that stumps you, a query that stops you dead in your tracks, if you are scratching your head for an answer with a client, go to our website, clientwhisperer.show, or there's a link right in the show notes. And you can send us your question. It just might be featured on a future What to Say Wednesday.